Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. My name is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. We are talking with Tiffany Burich. In the previous episode, we got to know a little bit about Tiffany, her background, and why she went vegan, and we somehow got off on this tangent of palm oil and foods or ingredients that are vegan but not necessarily cruelty-free. So if you want to check that out, it's in the previous episode. In this episode, we're really going to get down and detailed, and we're going to go into Tiffany's workout. We're going to learn day by day what it is that she does, sets, reps, rest intervals, exercises, everything. We're not going to hold anything back so that you can model after her and the success that she's been able to achieve. Let me just summarize that for you. Tiffany's gained over 15 pounds of muscle since going vegan 6 years ago. And as a female, that's incredibly impressive. If you want to see some pictures of her, because she's drop-dead gorgeous, this former Hawaiian Tropic model, you can see her pictures at veganbodyrevolution.com. So let me welcome back to the show Tiffany Burich.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Tiff, let's go through your entire workout split. I want to know what that looks like. Do you have it broken down by the days of the week, or is it a slightly different structure?
Basically, it depends on what I'm doing. Like, you know, since I'm competing again right now, I'm kind of use my exercises as a way to just sculpt whatever I need to work on more at that time, you know, based on my results. So the thing about me is though I love to do all kinds of different workouts, and I also coach CrossFit, so I love the competitive type workouts as well. So I try to make my lifting, you know, to get the results that I'm looking for, but also like to, you know, be able to throw in the things that I enjoy, like running on the beach, doing CrossFit workouts, that kind of stuff. So basically, you know, depending on what I need to work on is how my workouts go. But since July, I've been focusing a lot more on my legs, and I'll do legs 3 times a week sometimes, and just depending on, and I'll do different exercises each time I do them. So I'll do, maybe start with back squats, supersetted with front squats. So I would do 3 sets of back squats, no rest, go right into the front squats, just drop the weight a little bit. And then from there I would do like the abduction and adduction machines with 3 sets of 15 on both, and in between those sets, I'll do plyometric jumping lunges, 20 reps of those, and then 20 reps of side lunges in between as well. So I don't like to, I do a lot of supersets always for a couple reasons. I know it's good for fat burning, keep your heart rate up, and I also just, I'm not one of those people that can go to the gym and just sit on a machine, do a couple reps, sit there, like, you know, for 5 minutes and do a couple more reps. Like, I like to constantly be moving and doing stuff when I'm in the gym.
Yeah, I'm getting that right now. I mean, just looking at how fast you just rattled off your entire leg routine there. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do is let's back up a little bit. I want to make sure that I get this down, because you are like on fire, girl. So let's start with the first couple exercises that you talked about. So you do back squats and then front squats. So you superset those two?
Yes.
Holy mackerel. Okay, so then...
Yes,
so,
and after those 6 sets of those my legs are already shaking.
Whoa, horsey. Okay, so you do back squats and front squats. So how many reps are you doing of these?
I'll do a pyramid of the back squats. So I'll start with 10 reps for the first set, and now in between those sets with the front squats, I do 6 reps. So I'll do 10 reps of back squats, jump right into 6 reps of front squat. Then I'll go exchange the weight, and then I'll do 8 reps on the back squat, 6 reps on the front squat again, and then drop the weight, or, you know, increase the weight again, go down to 6 reps, and then 6 reps.
So it's 3 sets.
So the weight stays the
down.
Same. Yeah. So my weight is the same for the front squats the whole time, and the reps are the same. But the back squats, I'm doing a pyramid where I'm increasing the weight but dropping the reps.
Oh my God. And you're just doing one set after another? Are you even resting after each superset?
I'll rest after each superset, yes.
Okay. Now, you're one that doesn't take a lot of rest. So how long of a rest do you usually take between those sets?
Those sets, I would say, like, probably about 60 seconds.
Oh my God. So just 1 minute and you're right back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a strong girl. That's for sure. Wow. And I mean, and you go from back squats to front squats. My God. And you don't even change the weight. I mean, you've got,
I up the weight.
Well, when you go from when you do the superset from back to front, you up the weight?
I up the weight on each rep, on each set of the back squats. Yeah.
After each completed superset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's insane. And are you going to muscular failure doing any of these sets?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, by the time I get finished with that sixth set of
the third set
complex, well, it's six sets total, but the third superset, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
You know, my legs are already shaking by that point, and I still have a whole rest of my workout to do. So.
Wow. And do you ever hit failure? Let's say during the back squats, do you ever hit muscular failure during the first or second set of the back squats before you even get into the front squats?
Yeah, I've had where I've been halfway, you know, almost could barely even make it up. Once I squatted down to get all the way back up again.
A struggle. How do you bust out six more reps of front squats once you've just gone to failure on the previous?
I mean, I have a, I guess there is a little bit of a break in the sense that I have to adjust the weight. So, you know, I am going right into the next one, but I have to take some weight off because the weight that I use for back squats is much higher than what I would use for my front squats. You know?
Oh,
so
I thought you said you don't change the weight.
Oh, no. I changed the weight for the back squats, but then I do my back squats. Say if I had like to start for 10 reps, I'd throw like 135 on there. And then I would drop the weight down to 95 for my front squat. And then I would up the weight again, like by 20 pounds, go up to 155 for the next set of back squats. And then I'd drop the weight back down to 105 for my front squats, like that way.
Now I understand. Thank you. I'm really glad. I'm glad I asked about that. I didn't have that right even from the beginning. Got it. Okay. So you've got a front squat weight that never changes. The back squat weight will pyramid up. I'm with you now. Okay. Got it.
Yes.
I'm thinking that you're doing the same amount of weight for the back squats as you are for the front squats every time.
Oh,
no. Holy crap. Because you know, I'm just, there's no way I can't front squat nearly as much as I can back squat. I mean, not even close. So, okay, I'm with you. Okay. So then you mentioned adductors and abductions, which is the inner or outer thigh, so to speak.
Right.
So are those two supersetted or are you supersetting with something different?
Those are supersetted with the plyo jumping lunges and the side lunges. So I'll do one set of, you know, the adduction machine, and then I'll get off the machine and jump right into 20 side lunges, 10 on each leg. And then I'll go right back on this. There is no break on those. I go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Three sets.
And then I'll go on the abduction, yes. And I'll, as soon as I jump off, I'll bust out 20 of jumping side lunges.
My God. And then is there more after that?
Yeah, from there. So, yeah, depending on, like, I don't do the same exercises each time. Depends on a lot of times what's open and free at the gym too. You know, it plays a factor into my workout routine because I'm not going to sit around and wait for a machine. So, but normally on those days, if I did the front squats and back squats together, from there, all the other exercises would be like I would do maybe bench step ups with weight on my back, or I would do go into the last exercise that I do. Regardless, is always leg extensions all 3 days for that week at the very end. I'll just try to get as much blood as possible into the quads right at the very end of my workout. So that just depends on, for that day, that's what I would do. So I would go front squat, back squat, adduction, abduction, plyo lunges, side lunges, and then possibly right into leg extensions, and then go and do 20 minutes on the movable stairs.
What about bench step-ups?
And the bench step-ups, yeah.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different exercises, and you're doing three sets of each?
Yeah, and on the leg extensions at the end, I'll do stationary lunges in between each set, and I'll do a set with both legs, and I'll do a set unilateral with the leg extensions. So I'll spend a little bit of time on there at the very end. And then that would be like, that's my one leg workout. But keep in mind, I'm going to do two more leg workouts that week. So they're not super long in the sense that, you know, because I'm going to be doing them again. And so the next time, let's say if that was Monday, I would do legs again on probably Thursday. And then I would do, instead of doing the front squats and back squats, I would do the leg press and heavy. And that would be my starter exercise from there.
That's insane. So I'm counting up all the sets here. So you're doing 24 sets total.
Right.
That's a huge amount of volume. And you're keeping that up 3 times a week?
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible. Wow. Wow. My legs are shaking just hearing about this. All right. So that's your leg routine. Let's move on to the rest of your body.
My shoulders I do twice a week as well, because, you know, with figure, those are things that you have to concentrate on for the figure division is, you know, the broad, big shoulders and, you know, the legs, and everything has to be symmetrical. So I just, when I started doing my legs 3 times a week, and then I do shoulders twice a week to keep those up, because those are the most important in my eyes for what I'm doing for competing. So for my shoulder routine, I would start with a pyramid of seated shoulder presses. And those I'll just take breaks in between. I don't do supersets because I try to go to failure all the way down to just 2 reps to get up to like 50-pound dumbbells is what I maxed out at right now. Okay, so the shoulder routine, I would do a pyramid failure of seated shoulder presses. I'll start out with 15-pound dumbbells to just, as a warm-up, I'll just bang out like 20 reps with those. And then I'll increase by the 5 pounds and just keep going up from there. So I'll go up to 25 pounds. I'll do 15 reps with the 25, and I'll drop down, go up to the 30-pound dumbbells, go to 12 reps, go to 35 dumbbells for 10 reps, up to 40-pound dumbbells for 8 reps, 45 for 6, and up to 50, at 50 for about 2 reps I can get on my own.
Wow. All right, so every set you're going to failure.
Right.
All right, so you got your seated shoulder presses. So you're doing like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're doing like six total sets, moving up
right.
the weight each time,
then,
going to failure. Awesome.
Right. And then from there, after I do that, that's the start of my routine. And from there, I like to break up the shoulder into 3 sections from the front, middle, and rear delt. Mm-hmm. So I'll do, since I do them twice a week, one day I'll do dumbbells, the next day I'll do cables. So mm-hmm. if I'm doing the dumbbells, I'll do alternating dumbbell front raises, and then I'll superset those with bent over rear delt raises using the same weight. Like I'll go right from one to the other. And then I'll usually do those with abs in between to give my shoulders a break. So I'll do like a superset of the front and rear delt dumbbell raises, and then I'll, go ahead and do a set of abs in between and then start all over again.
How many sets are you doing? How many sets and reps are you doing of the dumbbell raises and the bent over reverse flies?
Those are 4 sets of 10.
10
each.
Going to failure on each time as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, all my weights when I do, I set my weight for sets of 10, with the last 2 to 3 reps being like quite a challenge, but still able to keep form.
All right, cool. And then do some abs. And what kind of ab work do you do?
I'll do like 4 leg raises on the floor. I'll do reverse crunches on the bench, hanging leg raises on the captain's chair, decline bench sit up, full floor sit up, low two sit up, side crunches, just Russian twists with a dumbbell in my hand. And I think that's pretty much all.
Nice. That's great. So you got three. So there's 3 different shoulder exercises. Any more?
Right. So I'll do that. That was front, side. Then I'll do the rear cable crossovers with the cables. So where you put your arms in front of you and then pull them out to the sides.
Mm-hmm. And that's during the same workout?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many reps and sets?
4 sets of 10.
4 sets of 10. Got it.
And then I'll just do individual standing lat raises as well on that day. And then the next shoulder day, I would do like Arnold.
Was it four sets of 10?
Yeah. Everything after that first pyramid, everything was 4 sets of 10.
4 sets of 10. Jeez, wow. One thing I've just noticed is you put a tremendous amount of volume into your workouts. This is so impressive. I mean, I'm counting
Yeah,
up just the
I
stuff
just
that you do for your shoulders. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus 4, that's 10, that's 14, and then that's 18, 22 total sets for your shoulders.
Yeah, both those days, both shoulder days, I do, it will average around 20 sets.
That is incredible. I'm really impressed. I mean, there's no wonder you're able to put on so much muscle so fast. You know, most people,
Yeah.
most people go to the gym, they don't realize that it takes that much work to put on that much muscle. You know, especially
Yeah.
anybody who's having trouble putting on muscle, usually it's they're just not doing enough work.
Right, and also like I'm big on isolation. Like people, one of my biggest pet peeves is when I see people doing so many different variations of bicep curls where they're using everything but their biceps to do bicep curls. Like just because they want to lift heavy weight and they're like putting their back into it and just I mean I see so many crazy things with swinging their arms all over the place. And if you would really actually just like slow down and concentrate on the muscle connection with your mind. And to where it's isolated, you can get results so much faster. So I'm a stickler for form because I am a trainer as well. But because I know the difference if you're actually really concentrating on just that one muscle that you're trying to build, as opposed to using everything else just to try to put up a heavy dumbbell.
I love to flail my arms when I do bicep curls. I think you would absolutely, I think you would pass out if you saw me working out. I love using bad form. I love using my back. I love doing the little humping motion when I'm doing barbell curls. You know, like I
Yeah.
stick my butt back and I thrust my crotch forward to help get it up, so
Yeah.
to speak. I don't see anything wrong with that. And
No.
so let's go. So that's your shoulder routine twice a week, legs 3 times a week. Let's move on to the rest of your body then. So we've got
Okay,
arms.
so yeah, I'll do biceps and triceps together, which I believe I did on when you were taping me, I was doing
Yeah, we
biceps.
filmed that. We filmed your biceps and triceps workout.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about that is again like because of the division that I compete in and I do put on with my genetics I can build muscle very quickly. I can also build fat very quickly. I'm a true mesomorph for sure. So I have to be careful with certain exercises that I do so that because the muscle will get big very quickly. So and my biceps and triceps are part of that reason. I have naturally large triceps already. And if I work them too much, they'll just like swallow up my whole arm. And I need my shoulders to be like the main target for figure. So I don't do it that much on my biceps and triceps as what a normal person probably does. But so I definitely less sets on those. I'll probably do like 9 sets of biceps, and I'll do standing alternating dumbbell curls, and then I'll superset those with a lot of push-ups. I love to do push-ups. I'll do hundreds of push-ups like 3 times a week. So with that, I'll do superset those with decline push-ups by throwing my feet up on the bench, and I'll just bang out 20 reps of those real quick, and then jump right back into the standing dumbbell curls. Then I'll do the easy bar curls, 2 sets holding your hands close together, and then 2 sets holding them farther apart. And so that's 4 sets of that, of 10 on those with push-ups in between. And then I'll do, for triceps, I'll do standing, one arm press downs with the cables, 4 sets of 10 on those. And then I'll do overhead rope extensions, again, 4 sets of 10 on those. And concentration curls. I think I did them. I think I did those on yours too. Where you hold down in a squat
Yep,
and then
yep.
do bicep curls with your arm in your legs instead of sitting on the bench. And I'll do push-ups on the BOSU, plyo push-ups. I love push-ups. I do a lot of those. Yeah, and I think that's and another hammer curls at the end. So I always end my bicep routine with hammer curls, and I'll do about 3 sets of 10 on those.
Got it. I'm writing it all down. Perfect. So that's your bicep tricep routine. You do that once a week?
Yeah, once a week. Sometimes I'll skip a week, depending on how they're looking. Those I pretty much just try to maintain right now. I'm not really trying to grow my biceps and triceps any larger than what they are. So it's just a maintenance routine with those.
And it's no joke. I remember I took a picture of you. I put it up on Facebook. You had these bulging biceps. I had guys commenting going, "Oh my God, my arms aren't even that big." It's true. You've got those genetics. So this is really cool. I want to kind of see if we can draw some cool conclusions at the end of this. But what I'm seeing right now is where I see you really focusing on, which is very, you know, in some circles of bodybuilding, it's completely the opposite. At least the beliefs are that what you need to bring up, that means the things that you want to grow the most and the fastest, you do the most work on. So your legs, you said you wanted to bring out your legs more. So I'm just looking at your workout. 3 times a week, 24 freaking sets every time. You're doing the greatest amount of volume on the one body part that you're trying to bring up. The second biggest thing that you want to bring up and the fastest are your shoulders, but not as much as your legs. And again, it's totally congruent. 2 times a week and you're getting like 22 sets in, which you know, we're looking at tremendous volume. And then the muscles that you want to bring out the least, you're doing the least amount of volume, and you're only hitting it once a week. Those are your biceps and triceps. You know, a lot of bodybuilding magazines say, well, you know, the reason you're not growing is because you're working it out too much, or if you need to give it, you need to only work out once a week. But you know, I'm looking at what you're doing. You're getting faster results than just about any of those bodybuilders that recommend that, or at least bodybuilders that I personally know that follow that same advice.
Right. And I think it's all about like knowing your body too. I mean, you can't really follow one cookie cutter. You know, I know what works for me doesn't necessarily would maybe not work for everybody, but I know my body enough to know what does work for me and how, you know, if I wasn't in a hurry, I guess, to get the results that I wanted to get, maybe I'd slow down. But I'm also like an energizer bunny when I'm in the gym. Like I love to be there. I love to do the work. So for me to bang out, you know, 24 sets of an exercise for my legs, it's not a big deal to me. Like I enjoy it. And I, you know, you get addicted to the results as well. Like once I start to see, like I actually have, you know, I've talked to Tori Washington. I had a conversation with him on the phone in August, and I said, before I get on stage again, I am, lost my train of thought. I'm going to bring out a certain part of muscle in my leg, and so I just been really focused on that to really get them really, like, cut up. So I cut out cardio, actually, for, I'd say, the first 4 months, since from, like, September to January. I wasn't doing any cardio except for sprints like once a week. And my body fat actually dropped down to the lowest it's ever been by not doing cardio, which most, you know, people would be like, oh my God, that's crazy. Everybody's like, oh, do more cardio. But for me, like by cutting it out, you know, my body fat percentage dropped down from 15 to almost 12% in just a couple months by not doing any cardio.
Did you make a change to your diet at the same time too? Or did that stay exactly the same?
No, my diet was the same.
That is fascinating. Wow. That's incredible. Well, I found the same thing as what you discovered too. I mean, that when I did a second transformation, I decided to create an even easier, my attempt was to create a much easier vegan muscle building plan, which only used 3 meals instead of 6 or 7, like what your typical bodybuilding regimen looks like. And I kept it super simple. It only consisted of 4 main exercises, and I hit those every chance I could possibly get. So it was squats, deadlifts, rows, and presses, any form of those. And I did those as often as I possibly could to failure. And there were some times where I was hitting legs 5 times a week. And then other weeks it was maybe 3, but it depended on how dead they were the day that I was working out. But it worked. I built the most muscle I'd ever built in my life in a 4-week period taking that approach. So I'm completely in agreement with you. I've seen the results firsthand. Also another very, very popular trainer that's out there. I wish he was vegan, but he's not. CT Fletcher. He in all his videos, he says the same darn thing. He said, there's no such thing as overtraining. Your body is smart enough to figure out when it's had enough, and it will automatically adjust upward or downward depending on the state it's in. It's your job to get in there and hit it with as much intensity as humanly possible. And that's exactly what he does. That's how he trains. And I got to say, I use that same approach. It works. It works. Yeah, in fact, it works better than anything I've ever seen.
You know, if you're, like I said, I don't have like the set days when I do certain things because, let's say, if I, you know, did legs on Monday but I want to hit them 3 times for the week, maybe I won't be able to jump right in there for Wednesday or Thursday because of how sore I am. You know, it just depends. So, you know, you have to listen to your body at the same time and kind of put that together with the routine that you want to use. But I think that by taking one full rest day off from everything is plenty enough rest to, you know, for the body to recover. And I also believe that you should take one rest day just from everything, just to kind of recoup. And it sucks because I would sit there and think about, you know, I want to go to the gym, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it works for me to not do 7 days a week like that.
So I got a question for you. So when you said that you cut out the cardio to drop the body fat, did that also include cutting out the 20 minutes on the stair mill after your leg workout?
Yes, I did not do this. I didn't.
So you even cut that out too?
Yeah, I wow. just did sprints once a week. I would go to the beach and do sprints on like the hill or the intercoastal, the bridges that go over. I would do. We don't have like hills down in Florida. So, but that, you know, high bridges, I would go and do sprints over, you know, as fast as possible over both sides of the bridge, just until failure into my legs just wouldn't happen anymore.
Okay. So you did sprint. So tell me how that workout looks like. So sprints, so you would pick a big length. So you're, in your case, you picked a bridge, and so you just start sprinting all out.
Yeah. Sprint all the way out over and then turn around and come right back again. And those I would do a few times before taking a rest. And then, you know, start all over again. But that would probably, we're talking like maybe 20 minutes, about 20 minutes worth of running.
20 minutes
worth of
running.
Minimal breaks if possible.
Okay, 20 minutes running. And then when you're doing the sprints, how long are the sprints typically? How many seconds does it take for you to fully exhaust your leg muscles?
They're probably, because I would go like over before I turn around and stay. It would probably take me like, maybe like 10 seconds.
10 seconds and then turn
it
off.
So 20
seconds round trip
without break. So yeah, I'd say like 20 seconds total, and then break for a few, probably like a minute, and then do it all over again.
Okay, got it. Wow. How long would that whole workout take you?
Like no more than a half an hour at the most.
Got it. Okay, so I got to wait. So you mentioned. So is this bridge? It's not like an uphill bridge, right? It's got a peak and then it starts going down. Is it like a kind of an arc shape? So you're going uphill halfway and then you start feeling like it's going downhill a little bit the other half?
Yeah, it's half of it's uphill and then half of it's straight downhill.
Got it.
And then we have a couple different ones, you know, on our beach here, because that's what connects the main roads to the A1A. So there's one that are, you know, there's like three different sizes and depending on how I'm feeling that day, but there's one that is just, it's huge and it's long and it's very high. And it, when you're going up that thing, I mean, it doesn't feel like, if you look ahead of you when you're running, like I almost have to look at the ground because if you keep looking, it feels like you're never going to reach the top because it just, it's so high and far away. But wow. that one's a killer for sure. Like that takes way more than 10 seconds to get over. Probably talking like probably a full out 20-second sprint just to get from one side to the other.
Well, that's good news for people who really dislike doing cardio. You get one really intense all-out sprint workout once a week, and that's it. Just make sure you keep up on your weight training, and you're golden.
People understand that when you build muscle, you know, having muscle, I actually wrote a blog about this for the Plant Belt website a few months ago about why women should lift heavy weights, because a lot of them for years and years they were told, you know, to do high reps with like, you know, the little 3-pound dumbbells and just do like 30, 40 reps of something. And the truth is you're only building muscle endurance. You're not building strength. You're not, you know, putting on muscle. And so I want to get toned, but I don't want to get bulky. I'm afraid of getting bulky. But you're not going to get, there's so much more that goes into getting bulky than just lifting. Like, you have to eat to get bulky. You have to, you know, put on that excess calories if you really want to put on serious size. So women are, you know, tend to be afraid of lifting heavy weights. But the truth is, I mean, if you lift heavy, you're going to build muscle. And the more lean muscle mass you have, it increases your metabolism. So you're burning fat all day long, not just, you know, around the time that you're actually working out or that hour after you're working out. So it keeps your, you know, your body going all the time.
I know what you mean. I run into a lot of women that say the same thing. And you know, the funny thing about it is, okay, let's say that they're right. It does get you bulky, but it happens slow enough that you can see it coming and
right.
make a change. It's not like, I don't know who believes that you go to the gym, workout, you go to sleep thin with a model figure, and then you wake up and you're suddenly like a heavyweight bodybuilder. It you know, you got plenty of time. So anyway, cool. So I'm counting up the days that you're working out. It looks like we've got like a 6-day routine here. So, right, you've got your 3 days a week for legs, 2 days a week for shoulders. That's 5 days already taken care of. And then 1 day a week for your biceps, tricep. That's 6 days. And then you've got your sprints. Is that on its own separate day, or do you just tack that on?
No, it will usually be on an extra day. I'm very adamant about having one full rest day. So the sprints will probably be on added on an extra day, possibly a leg day. But then I also have my back routine. So, I'll usually have to put back in with, sometimes biceps and triceps, or sometimes I'll throw it in with a shoulder routine, to get my back routine in as well.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Cause
we still have your
upper body, back and chest, right?
Right. I don't do a lot, like the chest I'll throw in with bis and tris sometimes too. Because I don't do a lot of chest work. I have the same issue with my chest muscles grow very quickly, and I do a lot of push-ups already. So I just do like incline bench for chest and some flat bench work, just maybe around like 6 sets total on that. And I'll just mix that in with my bis and tris when I do those, just like with abs, I'll throw those in. And depending on I might start my week, take that day off, and then start with back, depending on how the days play out for that week. So that I'm actually hitting every muscle for the week, maybe like every 8 days, I'd say.
Got it. Okay, so what does your back routine look like?
So my back routine, I would do regular deadlifts, and I'll superset those with sumo deadlifts. In the same fashion that I do the back squats with the front squats, it's the same thing. So I'll continue to increase my weight for regular deadlifts. And then in between, I'll do 6 sets of sumo deadlifts at 135. I just keep it at that same, the sumo deadlifts at 135. I'll do 6 reps in between each set of regular deadlifts. And I'll continue to increase the weight. So I'll start with 10 reps, and I'll keep dropping the reps and increasing the weight on my deadlift.
Nice.
And then from there, I like to superset pull-ups with pull-downs. So I'll do, probably say like around 10 pull-ups, and then I'll jump right in. Luckily, it's right next to the machine, the pull-down lat machine. So I'll just do lat pull-downs right after that and kind of do those to failure, in the sense that I usually get up to around like 12 reps or so on those 10 to 12 reps. They tend to go down a little bit as I get, you know, a little more fatigued in my lat.
I can imagine that, sure.
Yeah. And then I'll do seated rows, 4 sets of those. I'll increase my weight every time. So for the seated cable rows, I'll start with 10 reps, and then I'll just keep upping the weight and dropping the reps down from like 10, 8, 6, and 4.
Got it.
And then what else? I'll do shrugs, and so to set those with standing bent over lat pull downs on the cables as well.
Wait, shrugs with bent over. Shoulder extensions.
Oh, standing lat pull down on the cables.
Okay, it's so, when your arms are like totally straight. So your arms are totally, so you're standing up, your butt's out, and both your arms are locked out and straight on a lat pull down bar, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're literally pushing straight down with your arms locked out.
Right. So it comes up to like around shoulder height, then you put, then put your pressing down to bring it the bar down to your legs.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
With your arms straight. Yeah. I would say like bent over a little bit because you are like kind of like to push your butt out and straighten your back because you have to step away from the plates. Give yourself enough space to go up and down that way with your arms staying straight.
Right, right, right. It's not, you know, the thing about that one is that it's like, that's not an exercise that you see so much in bodybuilding magazines. So the only, I only have the exercise science name for it, which are shoulder extensions. It doesn't describe the exercise. It just describes the movement in the joint, but I know exactly what you're talking about. So I like that name.
Right,
bent
yeah.
over lat pull. Got it.
Well, that thing is as a trainer, I have to, I like to change names of things that actually help people remember what the exercise is. So it
yeah,
works out
yeah.
a lot easier when I'm explaining stuff to try to, if I throw something in there that makes them understand what it is or remember it, like, oh, I don't know what that is. And then I, then it, you know, makes sense because believe me, if I put shoulder extensions in there, they'd be over there trying to figure out something to do with their shoulders, like some press or something. I don't know.
When you said bent over lat pull, I'm just imagining you inside the lat pull seat. You're bent over it. Like your chest is over the little leg pull down and you're like trying to pull it down to your spine. I'm going, what the
yeah,
hell
no.
is that? Okay. I'm with you now. I know what you're doing. Okay.
Okay.
And is that your whole back workout?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's, I mean, it's a
standard,
lot of work.
But I'll do that. I'll change it out. I'll certain things here and there, but pretty much that's
7 different exercises.
What I'm doing right now. Sometimes
and that's
I'll
one
throw
ton
in, like,
a week?
Yeah. And then I'll also do I like to do hamstrings along with my back exercises as well. So if I'm not doing, like if I only do 2 leg days that week, I'll do hamstrings and back together. And then I'll, what I'll do is I'll do dumbbell, stiff-legged deadlifts. I'll do both legs, and then I'll do single legs. And I'll do laying down leg curls in between those. So I just superset those together just to get a little more, bring my hamstrings out a little bit more.
Oh, that's cool. Sweet. And do you do any more ab work except for the ab stuff that you do on your shoulder day?
No, yeah, I do. I try to do abs like 2 or 3 times a week. And like I said, I'll just throw them in with certain workouts. Maybe if that on a leg day, I'll throw in abs. But they're all pretty much the same exercises that I spit out really quickly. You know, and I'll just, wherever I'm standing at, like if I'm somewhere and I'll just have the mat, throw it down right next to the thing. So if the gym's not busy and I can afford to stay on the machine that long and just jump down and do some abs work in between, then I will.
So but it sounds like you just kind of mix them in. So you do the same sets and exercises, but you mix them in with different workouts. Yeah, because you've got a really crowded schedule here, right? You've got abs 3 times a week, legs 3 times a week, shoulders 2 times a week, biceps, tricep once a week, sprints once a week, back once a week, and possibly some hams on top of that. So there's no
right.
way you can dedicate a whole day to each of these things. You got to throw them in. So that makes sense. All
right.
So you
right.
throw them
yeah.
in
and
when
I like
you
it
can.
That way. It doesn't get like monotonous like when in my routine when I'm mixing stuff that way.
How long do your workouts typically take?
It depends. Normally around an hour is a base time, I guess. Sometimes a little bit longer. I mean, leg days take longer, probably under like an hour and a half. Just because I need more of a rest in between when you're doing supersets like that. Same thing with back, take a little bit longer. Shoulders, I definitely break a lot more, especially in that beginning part with the pyramid where I am trying to go to failure and I'm trying to go heavier each set. So, you know, so those ones will take a little bit longer. But sometimes I'll do, you know, I'll throw in a 2 a day as well if I have to, especially because I do coach CrossFit as well. So I like to at least get 1 CrossFit work a week too just to keep my endurance up and kind of throw a wrench in my whole routine.
Nice.
I like to always keep my body guessing. It doesn't get too comfortable.
That's a lot of volume that's packed in, but my God, it shows. So what I'm really, really curious to see is how you combine this with your nutrition regimen, which we'll discuss in the next episode. I think it's, I'm really looking forward to that. So thank you. Thank you so much for this. I think, I think this will open a lot of people's eyes because you definitely, I think, have set the record for the greatest amount of muscularity achieved by any vegan female that I know. And I've been searching, trust me. Even we've got some, like, there's Jahina Malik, but you know she's been massive. Every picture I can find of her for the past 20 years, she's been ripped and huge. But you put on quite a bit in a short period of time. So I find that very, very inspiring and helpful, but also tells me that you know how to get the muscle on fast. And I think that's where a lot of folks are right now. They don't want to do it very slowly. They want to do it as fast as possible. So I thank you so much for that. So what do you say?
Well,
we talked about
your... I had a knee injury that had me out of the gym in 2000 and in 2012. I was out of the gym for 5 months. So I think, you know, after having to go through that, and it was awful to have to go home from training my clients immediately and sit on the couch for the rest of the day with my leg up, you know, elevated and not being able to do anything. It was, like, very depressing. And so now I'm just, like, I want to do as much as I can all the time and just really focus on getting everything back to where, you know, better than what I ever was. So I have a lot of, like, drive comes from that because I know what it's like to not be able to do what I love, and it was awful. So to go do 24 sets in the gym, for me, it's not a big deal because I know what it's like to not be able to go at all. So
I saw you recently. You look the best that I've ever seen you. I'm really impressed. So what do you say we talk about your nutrition in the next segment? Would that be cool?
Yep, sounds good.
Awesome. Can you repeat for us again, what is your website and how do people get in touch with you?
My website is noexcusesfitness.org. I have facebook.com/TiffanyBurich and Twitter is @TBurich and Instagram is noexcusestrainer.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tiffany. So we're going to stop it right there, folks, but this is the last segment. We're going to go into Tiffany's nutrition, her entire nutrition strategy in the very next episode. So you don't want to miss that because that'll tie both of these together. So I want to thank you a lot, so much for tuning in and listening today. If you haven't already, make sure that you get your own copy of my free vegan muscle building guide where I show you how I gained over 10 pounds of muscle, lost an inch off my waist in just 28 days. You can do it too. Go to veganmusclebook.com. And if you enjoy this episode and you feel that we deserve a 5-star rating, please give us one. Go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a review. It helps us get higher ranked so that more folks can find out about us, learn how to achieve their dream body on a vegan diet as well. Thanks so much. Oh, and don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. If you've got a question that you want to ask me or Tiffany, ask it on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. So again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for watching. My name is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.